The scientist who'll head Australia's first space agency believes the local industry could eventually treble in size and produce up to 20,000 new jobs. During her first interview in the role, Dr. Megan Clark has told AM it makes sense to base the space organisation in Canberra, but she says it's too early to say if an Australian could soon land on the moon. Andrew Green reports.
Lift off.
From the earliest days of the space industry, Australia was there. But without a dedicated space agency, those in the sector believe this country may be missing out on all it has to offer.
It's really to improve the lives of all Australians, and I think to inspire Australians about what Australia really can do in the space industry.
Dr. Megan Clark will today be announced as the first person to head up the Australian Space Agency when it begins operating in July.
We think we can add another 10 to 20,000 jobs to 2030 and importantly grow the industry from 4 billion to 11 to 12 billion and be a really important part of our economy.
The former CSIRO boss believes the new organisation should be based in Canberra and insists other parts of the country will also take part.
One of the first jobs that the minister has tasked me with is to visit the states and territories and really see how they can put their best foot forward to look at how we might have hubs of the agency in our states and territories.
This month's federal budget allocated just $41 million to establish the agency, but the Minister for Jobs and Innovation, Michaelia Cash, insists it's enough to kickstart the project.
Set the agency up, the operating costs, but also seed funding to go overseas and actually enter into agreements. But what Megan will be doing is within that first 6 month period, providing us with the investment plan, and that is what the government will then have a look at.
So, could an Australian soon be making their way to the moon?
A bit early to say that. I'm sure the minister's going to have my feet to the fire on making sure that we've got that investment program up and running in the short term, but we'll keep you posted.
Australia Space Agency Chief Megan Clark, ending Andrew Green's report.